Hello from the North Shore Community School on the North Shore of Lake Superior. This is the Phenology Report for the week of February 18th and 25th, 2023. My name is Nico, and I'm your phenologist for this week. On February 22nd, it was reported that the water level in Lake Superior was 8 inches above normal. On February 25th, we had 10 hours and 57 minutes of daylight. This is for sure giving us spring fever. Kale noticed that the ice under the bridge on our school nature trail was up to the bottom of the bridge on February 27th. Also on this day, we received 4 to 5 inches of snow. Chance has noticed that the roads continued to be icy from all the rain we got on February 27th. On Tuesday, February 28th, the temperature was in the 40s and it was sunny. Wednesday, March 1st, was meteorological spring. On this day, we got 1 foot of fluffy, white snow. The drive home from school on this day was a challenge. On Thursday, March 7th, the National Weather Service had documented 99.5 inches of snow for Duluth since October. This is well above the average of 68.5 inches for March. The usual total snowfall for winter in our area is 86 inches. This is the fourth highest snowfall record in Duluth as of early March. Miss Markin's class latest data for measuring snow, the snow drift in front of the kindergarten classroom, is now 6 feet and 3 inches. This is a dramatic increase from the previous measurement of 4 feet 9 inches. Miss Jackson smelled a skunk at her house on the morning of February 18th. On February 27th, Zane noticed a dead tree that still had leaves on it. If you haven't yet, now is a great time to prune your apple trees. Cuts made in the warm weather could invite disease. Pruning is done to limit the number of apples a tree will produce, so the fruit will be of good size to and open the tree so sunlight can penetrate the interior and ripen the fruit. This concludes our phenology report. Have a great week and be observant.